Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. It's a horrifying tomato screaming brainstorm. Actually, the tomatoes don't get to scream.
Oh, they don't?
No. That's what's horrifying about it.
It's a silent scream for help.
That's right. The tomato screaming research started at Penn State by Dr. Gary W. Felton, and he's been researching tomato fruit worms for about 20 years.
I don't like that you're calling them fruit worms because tomato is a vegetable. Actually, it's not.
It's a fruit.
No,
tomato's a fruit. Well, okay. So we could also call them corn ear worms or the cotton boll worm because that's what they're also known as.
Oh, I like that better. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the corn ear worm also enjoys a good tomato every now and then and the leaves. They like tobacco plants. They're not super picky. Mm. And one of the problems with this caterpillar or worm is that it emits an enzyme, a salivary enzyme, as it eats things. And that enzyme has a couple of effects. And one of them is, for instance, if it's chewing on a tobacco plant, that nicotine is toxic. Salivary enzyme mitigates some of that toxin. And so they can just go cruising through the tobacco field too. So a little backstory, plants when attacked can emit a chemical distress signal. We've talked about that. Did you do that one on grass, screaming grass?
No, I think it was also on tomato plants, and they were like putting bags over them, and it was plant torture, basically.
Yes. Okay. So this is an extension of that topic. They do call for help, and tomato plants actually do have a defense mechanism. The leaf pores release a volatile chemical, and it can be detected by certain parasites. And in this particular case, a wasp that lays eggs inside caterpillars. That's creepier than when I read it the first time as I'm talking about the tomatoes. Yes. So that defense mechanism, it's a slow plan, but it's a plan. Corn ear worms are crafty little fellows, and that enzyme that they emit with their saliva causes the tomato pores, it inhibits their opening. They can't emit that fragrance that then attracts the wasps, which then lay eggs in the caterpillar, and then over a season can minimize that caterpillar crop. They can't. They're left defenseless. So
that's diabolical,
isn't it?
Wow, what a defensive measure, right?
Yes. The scientists did their research by using caterpillars that were genetically edited using the CRISPR technique. The study included some that they all ate the tomato plants, but some that could emit the enzyme and some that couldn't.
Ah, and then the pores weren't closing with the non-emitting caterpillar. I just love science. It's so great.
Some research is a bit cerebral and not particularly practical, but this particular source of study or this particular line of study, these guys eat corn, cotton, soybeans, strawberries, cannabis, and tobacco, clearly. And they're found in North America, South America, they're all over. So the potential preventative strategies that come from this research are pretty big because I think this study was just published this winter.
Oh, so this was just at least documenting, like, we think something's happening here, and now we know it is.
Yes. And one of the consequences, even if a farmer notices a crop of these guys and sprays, if those caterpillars have emitted their enzymes on the plants and don't eat the whole thing but eat some of it, the closed pores are what's happening. So the enzyme closes the plant pores and it can't emit the smell. That makes the tomato less able to regulate their temperature. So you might have quicker spoilage. You might have a farmer that doesn't have a great crop.
Wow. And that's mean. So not only is it keeping it from asking for help, but it's probably wilting because it's too hot.
Even if it can survive, it's not going to survive as well. Mm-hmm.
I love it.
That's my brainstorm. Screaming tomatoes. The silencing of the tomatoes. You like a little good bit of drama.
Well, if you're not picking caterpillars off of your tomatoes, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. And you can find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. You can also ask your smart speaker to play us. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.